The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Check out this shirt I'm wearing. It says woman, trademark, TM. Because you kind of have to, you know, trademark the term woman these days. What is a woman? All that stuff. Jennifer Say, formerly the president of Levi's, who was let go for speaking the truth during COVID about masks and school shutdowns, left the Bay Area, was looking for another job, and finally, it all came around to one thing. She's been a female athlete all her life. She's been a champion for women, a champion for children. And now she has this new line of clothing out, and it is fantastic. We're going to talk with her about the Dawn Staley comments about trans women in sports. We're going to talk about her new line and the reason it matters so darn much. That is next.
Welcome to the Michelle Tafoya Podcast.
Sometimes eating can be stressful because you don't know that everything you're putting in your body is good. So take away the stress from eating this spring with Factor, the delicious ready-to-eat meals. I'm telling you, I've been so pleasantly surprised by Factor. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef curated, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I'm telling you, you put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, you're done. And you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including really popular opinions like Calorie Smart, that's my favorite, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. And also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, beverages that help keep you fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today. Fuel up for your springtime goals. Chef-prepared meals on your table in 2 minutes. And I'm telling you, if you don't like these meals, I'd be shocked. If you're looking for a gourmet meal, you can try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, asparagus. No fuss, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/Tafoya50 and use code Tafoya50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Tafoya50 at factormeals.com/Tafoya50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factormeals.com/Tafoya50, TAFOYA50. Hey, Jennifer, great to see you again, and congratulations. I mean, you've started something very few people would be, A, willing to and have the knowledge to start, but you being, you know, your background in textiles and Levi's and all that stuff and marketing, here we go. And you had hinted this to me before, that something was coming down the pike. Tell me about the genesis of XXXY Athletics.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Michelle. I think, are we on number 4 or 5? I don't even know.
Something like that.
A lot. Yeah. I love talking with you.
Likewise.
So, you know, it was the last 2 years I've been interviewing for jobs. You know, I got to go back to work. I support my family. I'm the breadwinner. I have 4 children. And I was interviewing at large companies. That's my background, right? I've worked in big companies. I was a company gal. I like having that infrastructure. I like leading a team. I love brand building. I love product. And so, you know, after kind of gathering myself and writing my book, that's what I was doing. And I was just having the worst time, frankly, interviewing. This was the clincher for me. One of the last interviews I did, I went through about 10 rounds because it was for a CEO job of an $8 billion company. So it's a long process. You usually have to take IQ tests and all sorts of things. And I get to it had gone very well, 9 interviews or so, all about my capability and my experience. The very last one was with the HR leader. And her first question to me was, do you regret your actions? And I knew I could not answer with a lie. That's not my style, as you know. And I said, no, why would I? why would I regret anything? You know, at this point, it's probably 2023 when I was going through this interview. It was already very clear that the harms from long-term school closures were real and manifesting every day through mental health impacts and learning loss and absenteeism. Like, why would I regret it? I was right about everything. And even if I wasn't right, why would I regret standing up for children? Right. You know, I almost wish I was wrong at this point, because it's horrible to watch what has unfolded. And having been right, people like you and me and many others, and having been demonized for it and lost friends in our community and all kinds of stuff, it's horrible to have been right and then not get any sort of acknowledgement of that. But people won't, because they'll just move on. They feel ashamed, probably. So anyway, my point is, I was interviewing and I was just coming to the realization, like, I cannot go back into that kind of environment where every word is watched. And you know, beyond that, you know, sort of stifling environment, I realized I know what I'm doing. I don't need to listen to people tell me I'm doing it wrong. You don't understand women. You don't understand this. You talk too fast. Whatever. I'm going to do it my way.
Amen.
And so, you know, I was chatting with a friend who now works with me at XXXY Athletics, and we came up with this idea together. You know, we started with the seed of an idea that we wanted to create a clothing brand that kind of pushed back on the excesses of woke capitalism. You know, I'm a former lefty. I'd call myself a classical liberal. He's a lifelong conservative, but we agree on so many things. And so we felt like there was opportunity that a lot of people like you and me and him, we feel left out of the way these brands are marketed. We feel disrespected. And so we wanted to come up with an idea, and we just sort of tapped into my athletic background and my sort of willingness to say inconvenient true things and came up with this idea together. And it just, you know, despite the fact that I never wanted to do a startup, like, I didn't want to have to do things like figure out how to get people insurance and find office space.
Yeah.
I've just felt like I had to do it. It's like the culmination of everything I've ever done in my life. And I have to say, we're having such a blast. We're having so much fun. And
how good,
you know,
is that?
It's just the most fun.
I want to go back really quick before we get too far afield to your conversation with that HR person in your 10th or whatever interview. And you're asked that question, do you regret? And you say no. You very honestly say no. What was the reaction from the HR person?
It became very stilted, as you might imagine, the conversation. And, you know, one of the things that was surprising in the 9 or so interviews that I'd had leading up to that, no one even asked. You know, and obviously I have a public persona to some extent. And no one asked. I kept waiting and no one asked. They just asked me about my marketing experience, my merchandising, that's product, my retailing experience. We had these amazing conversations and I thought, I could really land this, you know? Yeah. And I became even more confident in my abilities. You know, I was like, I got this. I know how to do this. And then that happened. And it just was a big, like, wah, wah moment.
Oh, my goodness.
And the conversation was short and, you know, not great.
It's amazing. I mean, it really, truly is amazing after all this time. And you know, I told people in the beginning, I'm wearing one of your shirts. It's super well made, by the way. This is no chintzy made in China t-shirt. This is good stuff. So I congratulate you on all of that. And I'm sure that part was important to you, to not just throw something together with a slogan on it.
Yeah, this isn't a gimmick. You know, there are brands, not necessarily in the apparel space, although there are a few that are part of this kind of quote unquote parallel economy. And I, you know, full respect for the people starting them, but I refuse to be relegated to the parallel economy. We're going to be part of the regular economy. 80% of Americans agree with us that we need to stand up for women and girls and protect women.
What do you mean by parallel economy, Jen? I have a master's in business and I still don't know what that means.
You know, it's a buzzy word this time at this point in kind of conservative circles.
Okay.
Freedom economy, parallel economy. They're sort of brands and products that, like I said, kind of push back on some of the excesses of woke capitalism. Many are overtly conservative. I would say ours is overtly truth-based.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be political at all. I don't want to cite brands because I'll sound like I'm criticizing people. I don't know. There are, you know, there are foods, there are beers, there are search engines. And for the most part, although the search engine, Freespoke, I would actually recommend, it's quite good. For the most part, the people leading them, I think they have really noble intentions, but they sort of accept being relegated to this like corner of the economy. And oftentimes don't have the product expertise. You know, God bless them. They're going to learn it and they're going to figure it out. But it's not the best product in the world. So to your point, this is not a gimmick. You know, this is not some cutesy idea with t-shirts with slogans, although graphic tees is a big business. It's not just, you know, our business. At Levi's, it was a huge business for us. It led the resurgence of our tops business. At Nike, it's a huge business. So, you know, it's an important thing to include it. But to your point, the quality is really, really high. The fabric is soft and durable. Best cotton in the world, grown in Peru. We're working with a manufacturer in Peru. Very ethically made, third-party certified. So it was really important to us to make world-class product, because at the end of the day, if people agree with the message, but you don't make great product, they're going to buy it once and they're going to never come back. And we have lots of drops planned. So we're a little light on product right now because the sell-throughs have been so strong, but we'll be back in stock in a few days. And we've got a new drop coming in May, which is all the performance products. So that's your workout gear, leggings, et cetera.
It was so only a matter of time, I felt.
Yeah, that's all coming. We've got another little collection coming in July that I think people will be excited about. And then yet another for holiday. So we're running this like a real clothing brand. We've got seasonal drops. We've got high quality product. And we've got a message that is really rooted in truth, I would argue, not politics. And, and we're the only athletic brand standing up for female athletes. All these brands out there from Nike to Lulu talk about championing women and championing women's sports, and not one has said we need to keep women's sports female.
Exactly. And this is the point. Not only is yours truth-based, it's truth-based because it's science-based. We're talking about the chromosomes here, XXXY. And, you know, one is male, one is female. And so, you know, we've had J.K. Rowling over in Scotland has been a great voice for all of this. I give her so much credit. She takes a boatload of crap, you know, on the internet and elsewhere. But she writes so eloquently about it and does so much.
You know, after a long day, no one wants to spend an hour in the kitchen making dinner. Well, how about quick and easy barbecue? No, I'm not talking about takeout. I'm talking juicy steaks, succulent chicken or fish, and healthy grilled veggies cooked on your own Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire grills are the hot, fast grills that heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. True. And that heat locks in juices and flavor and grills your food faster. It's a veteran-owned company, multi-generational family business, and each Solaire grill is made in the USA out of quality commercial-grade stainless steel. It will be the last grill you ever need to buy. Visit besthotgrill.com for their free guide, How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill. For apartment balconies to backyard entertainment areas, that's besthotgrill.com. With a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, you'll want to grill every single day. Get your free guide at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com.
But recently in the news, we've been watching the Women's Final Four, and head coach of South Carolina, Dawn Staley, who is a magnificent coach, was a phenomenal player. I knew her when I covered college. I knew her when I covered the WNBA. And she's a fantastic coach. And she was asked by a kind of a stalwart reporter about transgender women participating alongside biological women. I want to play the cut, which I know you've heard 1,000 times, but in case our audience hasn't heard it, here's the question at the press conference.
Dan Zakrzewski, Outkick. Coach, you just talked about, you know, what a massive weekend this is, obviously, for women's basketball, women's sports in general. One of the major issues facing women's sports right now is the debate, discussion topic about the inclusion of transgender athletes, biological males, in women's sports. I was wondering if you would tell me your position on that issue.
Damn, you got deep on me, didn't you? I'm under the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman or and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper?
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate
That's your question you want basketball. Me to ask. I mean, you want to ask, so I'll give you that. Yes. Yes. So now the barnstorm of people are going to flood my timeline and be a distraction to me on one of the biggest days of our game. And I'm okay with that. I really am.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Creditor for that. Now, I want to point out that Lisa Bluter, the opposing coach, the Iowa head coach, was asked the same question. And she said, you know, that's a really important issue that deserves a lot of more depth. And today I'm not going to go there. She chose to deflect the question, which the reporter accepted and respected. Dawn Staley could have done that, but I think she felt, I don't know why she felt she needed to answer, but she did answer it. And I can only assume it was an honest answer. But you and I had the exact same thought. We thought, okay, Coach Staley, which of your players are you willing to cut to make room for a trans woman player who is taller, faster, stronger? Tell me which of your players on your roster right now you would let go of to accommodate a trans woman. And I would love to ask her that question. I'd also love to ask her, Jen, the simple question. Why are there divisions in sports to begin with? Girls and boys, men's and women. Why are there? I mean, you think we all know the answer, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason Title IX happened. And, you know, Title IX is lots of things around protections within educational system. But the most famous aspect of Title IX is protecting women's sports in the education system and giving women a protected space and a fair space to play sports against each other and guaranteeing investment in those sports. Although I would argue the NCAA has underinvested in women's sports to this day. And I think they're just now learning because of this NCAA championship that there is a real audience for women's sports and that the players are fun to watch. Men and women are watching. I mean, that Friday night game, I think, was the most watched game, basketball game ESPN has ever aired. Like these businesses, but, you know, the NCAA as well as ESPN and other sports shows, they've underestimated the power of female athletes. And we're betting on that. We believe in the power of female athletes and high quality product. But back to Coach Staley, I would like to know the same thing. I would like to know how she would have felt about giving up her spot on the Olympic team or giving up her spot on, you know, in the WNBA, because that is what will happen. Any, you know, the worst, it's a little speculative, but I think everybody can nod along here. The worst player in the NBA that gets no playing time would crush it in the WNBA. I think that is indisputable. Right. They're just taller and bigger. And, you know, one of the reasons it's so fun to watch women's college basketball now is men's basketball. It's almost less fun to watch now that you have these like guys who are, you know, over 7 feet tall and they just stand under the basket and, you know, it's not really that exciting. But watching Caitlin, you know, make those three pointers, there's so much skill involved. And, you know, her passing, the game is, it is a little more interesting and fun to watch right now, I think. And that's why the audiences have really shown up to watch. But yeah, it's like people aren't thinking it through, you know, you know, I always say, the lie that underpins this idea that there is no difference between male and female bodies, and if a person says they're a woman, they're a woman, It inevitably results in no female sports, in no sex-based category in sports. Because if there's no difference, why would you even have the categories at all? And if you have no categories, then women will cease to play. Because why would you play? You wouldn't make the team. It wouldn't be a fair fight. You'd risk injury. So I usually hate slippery slope arguments, but I do think that's where this goes eventually. And they have, you know, the activists, the very loud bullying minority have told women like us that we need to sit down and shut up. They've weaponized our own empathy against us. And I don't care what names you call me anymore.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
I'm sure you know,
absolutely.
I've been called every name in the book. And
yep.
I'll stand up for women and girls. And what we're trying to do is say that it's compassionate to defend women and girls, sports and spaces.
See, that's the thing that really bothers me in this, like that they don't see. I'm talking about the vocal minority that you're referencing, because I've seen it all over, you know, the internet of this is what allyship looks like. Good for Dawn Staley. She's standing up for the trans community. And I'm thinking, what about allyship for women and girls who, you know, you're sitting here telling us how much you've inspired a whole generation of young women to play basketball. Yes, you have. And I thought Caitlin Clark put it so well after in losing, even saying, I think what we did was bring so many people to the game of women's basketball, and we inspired, and I think she inspired boys and girls personally. But the
Completely.
Point being, you want to elevate this sport, but then you're going to go ahead and say, and Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe are clapping along, you're going to say, yes, let biological men step into the arena. The other argument that I see, Jen, is someone tweeted out a stat that there are only 33 trans women playing college sports right now. And that's a very tiny percentage. But I would argue, what has that grown from, and where is it growing it, given these opportunities? What are people willing to do in order to play a sport or gain fame?
Well, everybody keeps saying it's such a small percentage, but that percentage, you know, with people identifying as trans is growing by the day, which is a separate issue that I don't really want to tackle right now. That's like its own separate issue. But, you know, by my count, there are over 600 examples of biological males who, you know, identify as women that have taken slots on teams, prize money, scholarships from women at every level. I'm talking at the high school level, the college level, the recreational level, you know, that 600, that's not a small number.
No, it's not.
You know, we're talking about scholarship money. We're talking about educational opportunities. Like, this is real. We're talking about injuries, real injuries. So to me, 600 is not a small number. You may say it just impacts a very small percent of the population, these trans-identified males. It actually impacts 50% of the population because of the women and the girls that expect to live in truth and material reality and to have an equal chance at making the team and possibly winning. You know, that's what we're talking about. So, yeah, I don't buy that. Every single day I read another story about a trans-identified male playing in women's sports and winning and ousting a female-bodied athlete from the podium. It's not fair.
At the very heart of our democracy lies a principle we hold sacred, and that is free speech. It is the cornerstone that supports every freedom we cherish. Yet in today's digital age, discussions about our wealth, our rights, and our future are being silenced or overshadowed in mainstream narratives. And that leaves many feeling voiceless in conversations crucial to our financial independence and security. Now, this is where Wealth Protection Research steps in, armed with a mission that's never been more critical. Wealth Protection Research is not a financial advisory firm. They are defenders of free speech committed to giving a voice to the silenced. Wealth Protection Research tirelessly seeks out financial experts. These are the voices that challenge prevailing narratives, especially as we navigate the uncertainties of the 2024 election. Wealth Protection Research has created a 2024 Election Wealth Protection Report. This free report highlights the three best ideas for protecting and growing your money heading into the 2024 election. It contains ideas the mainstream media won't touch, and listeners can get it completely free. Text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy. If you believe in the sanctity of free speech and the importance of financial freedom, then act right now. Text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy of this 2024 election protection report, it's time to widen the scope of what we're told, to hear the ideas the establishment does not think you can handle, and take control of our financial destinies. Text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy. And I wonder if, you know, how, what do we have to wait for? Like, I thought the Leah Thomas story, you know, or an injury, but we've seen those, right? We've seen the injuries, the volleyball injury in North Carolina. We've seen, you know, how people have been robbed of podium space. We've seen this. But maybe, I don't know how much more catastrophic it has to be for people to say, wait, this is just, but again, I think the majority of the country and even the world probably agrees on this issue. Yeah. But we're being drowned out. But because of your company, we're not being drowned out anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, well, that's the hope. I mean, we're just sort of in the early days, right? We're 2 weeks in. But, you know, the most recent poll, I think it's a Gallup poll, states that 80% of Americans agree with us. So that includes a lot of people on the left. That includes a lot of people with Democrat next to their name on their voting ballot. This is a lot of people because it's common sense. Yeah. You know, I don't need to be a doctor to define a woman or to know a woman when I'm looking her in the eyes. Yeah. And so the hope, because we don't hear from all those people, right? Because it's scary. You get called a bigot and a transphobe, and not everybody's able to brush it off like you and I are able to do.
Yeah.
And so my hope, because, you know, politics are downstream from culture, and the left has really owned the tools of culture, whether it's film, music, and yes, brands. Brands have the ability to normalize ideas, and I think in very positive ways sometimes. You know, I always cite Dove as normalizing and mainstreaming body positivity in a really positive way before it went kind of off the rails, like in a good way. And for somebody like me, and I know you, you know, that grew up with an eating disorder, seeing real women, not retouched, healthy women that look really beautiful and are proud of how they look as real women, that was really meaningful to me. So, but the right has ceded, I won't even say the right independence, like everyone has ceded this territory to the left. And so by the time it gets downstream to legislation, it's already been embraced by the culture, right? Yeah. And so I want to put a brand forward that says up and says common sense, truthful things, defends women and girls in sports on not just this issue, but others as well. You know, I stood up for women and girls in gymnastics and the Olympic movement when abuse was present. It still is, but it's getting better. And hopefully that normalizes the idea and others will kind of come out of the closet, so to speak, and stand with us because they already believe it. You know, nearly everybody knows it's common sense, but they're too scared. So we want to normalize it, and we want them to know they won't stand alone when they come out and say.
I also love that this line is made for men as well. And you know, you've got our friend Adam B. Coleman as one of your endorsers, and it's great. And I talk to men, my husband included, friends, sports writers, who, when this topic comes up, they either get really angry, like, what in the hell are people doing here? Or they say, I don't even want to talk about it because it infuriates me that I it's nonsense and I won't have it. Those are a couple of the responses that I've heard. So, but it's, I don't see enough men willing to stand up and say it publicly. I invited someone to come speak with me about this recently, a former NFLer who has very successful daughters who are athletes, but it was too controversial in his mind. This is a dad of girls who are very successful athletes who just couldn't step on this topic. And that to me, it's sort of like, wow, okay, so it's follow the money eventually, right? If you're, if it's going to hurt your pocketbook, but wow, I don't know if it's a lack of courage or just such a big risk for some people that is actually a financial risk.
Well, those are probably one and the same. But, you know, to me and all the issues that I've stood up for, if we live in lies, really terrible things can happen. You know, we cannot accept living in lies. We need to live in material reality so that we can address kind of the challenges that we actually face. And, you know, I use the example, I was the first gymnast to speak up on the abuse in the sport. And I was, you know, pilloried for that as well. But if we didn't create together a community of athletes stand up willing to say no more, this is abuse, this is not tough coaching, then girls, young athletes, young women would continue to be abused. Mm-hmm. That's really dangerous. And so to me, you know, granted, like, you know, I'm out of the closet, so to speak, you know, there's not really a name you can call me. I work for myself. There's nothing you can call me that at this point that is going to kind of risk anything that I have in my life. I've lost what I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
But to me, the scariest thing is that we would not live in truth and that we would not stand up and protect children. Yeah. And so I'm willing to risk those other things and accept the slings and arrows. And we do need the men. We need the dads. Why are you not standing up to protect your children? But why didn't they stand up during COVID when public schools were closed?
No, that's a very good point too.
So, but they need, you know what? We can build it. You just need critical mass. It happens slowly and then all at once. You know, this is what I saw in the gymnastics community. When I first spoke out, I was a pariah. I was called every name you can imagine. Then Dominique Moceanu spoke out, Olympian. She and I were pariahs together. But, you know, 8 years later, it took a while. Everybody stood with us suddenly because of the Nassar case. And yeah, they all pretended they always had. They won't admit that they weren't. And that's fine. We welcome them. But it happens slowly and then all at once. And unfortunately, some people have to go first and accept being taking the slings and arrows, but you know, we can do it. And I do think they'll come along because truth does, it does come out in the end. It always
well,
does.
People have been seeing the on the screen where they can buy the stuff. There's a discount code we've offered. So all of that is good. And if you're interested, like, I love my shirt. I've got a few though. There we go. The color scheme. It's so good. It's all.
I want it. We've been getting a ton of great feedback on the product, and this t-shirt, you're wearing it. It's not oversized. It's not long. I'll admit that. I think it fits true to size, but we've heard from a lot of women that they want a longer t-shirt, and we heard you. It's coming soon. We've got it in development and in the pipeline right now. And as I said, there's leggings coming soon. There's bike shorts. There's more men's athletic clothing coming as well. So check it out. The fleece is incredibly high quality. I don't know if you got any of that. You know, like I said,
it's on the way.
Okay, good. There's amazing hats. And we are a little light on inventory right now, broken in sizes, but it's all coming soon. And yes, for your fans and your viewers, we have a discount code Michelle100, and it works even if you spell Michelle wrong. So,
so wrong being with two L's, right being with one L.
It'll
but
work either way.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Either
which
way,
is awesome. Yeah. You know what? If for some people this has felt like an infomercial, too bad, because here's the thing, is that some products, people here in this case, are really worth supporting because of their principles, their morals, their ethics, and their values. And you and I have such aligned values in this area, and we have really similar backgrounds in a number of areas.
That's
you mentioned
true.
The eating disorders, the risks that we took leaving our jobs, et cetera. So I admire the hell out of you, and I'm so excited for you for this venture. And I hope a lot of people will jump on board, go use the discount code, and just support this and live in truth. What is the slogan? If the truth fits, wear it.
That's one of our taglines we use. And the URL that you can go to, which I'm sure you have, is thetruthfits.com. So that's super easy to remember, probably easier to remember than XX-XY Athletics. So just go to thetruthfits.com. But I thank you, Michelle, for being a good friend and always having me on to talk about this stuff because it matters. I do want people to know, as I said, and you've reiterated, it's amazing product. You're going to love the product.
It is. I can absolutely vouch for that. When the package arrived, I was like, okay, I'm going to see here. What?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this cotton, it's so thick. It's so soft. This is high quality stuff. It's good product, folks.
Yeah. And it's ethically made. So you can feel good about wearing it. You know, we've been to the factory. It's third party certified. You know, we hire an organization from outside to come in and make sure the workers are treated well, they're paid well, they have safe working conditions. That matters to me. And frankly, I mean, it matters to me personally, but I learned from the best. You know, Levi's is really great in this area. So I'm certainly going to apply those same standards. They've been a leader around terms of engagement, meaning the ways in which you engage your factories. that really matters to me. And so, you know, not only is it great product, but you can feel good about buying it and wearing it. This is not fast fashion. This is not a gimmick. We're in it for the long haul.
So excited for you, Jen. It's great stuff. And by the way, she just really complimented the company that kind of let her down. So that should tell you a lot about her integrity. Jennifer Say, it's always so great to see you. Say hi to Daniel for me and just keep at it. I'm thrilled for you.
Thanks, Michelle. You look great in that t-shirt. If people don't know what it says, because it's sort of tone on tone, it's a woman TM. It's a bit of a wink. It's a joke, because apparently we need to trademark being a woman these days.
Which is, I love it. I love it. So yeah, in case you didn't know, and I'm not going to use the pronouns to prove it. So there we go. She is Jennifer Say, and she always is brave and does good. And I encourage you to do the same. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.
My name is Jennifer Say. I am the founder of XXXY Athletics. It is really the culmination of my entire life, essentially. I worked at Levi's for 23 years. I was the chief marketing officer for 8 of them and the brand president for 2. I had a very unusual childhood. I was an elite gymnast and the 1986 national champion. And I've been standing up for young athletes ever since then. I believe in the positive impact that sports can have on young people's lives. It's incredibly important to me personally to protect women's sports and spaces and all of the opportunity that comes from girls and women participating in sports. When girls and teens participate in sports, they have better self-esteem, better view of their own bodies, they are more likely to graduate from high school. The positives of participating in sports just go on and on and on. If we allow males to participate in girls and women's sports, then eventually girls will stop participating because it's not an even playing field. And in some cases, contact sports, etc., it's not even safe. Brands are a tool of culture, just like film, just like music. And so far, there's not a single athletic brand on the planet that has stood up for women's sports. But 80% of Americans agree with us. So I hope creating a cool brand with cool product normalizes standing up and saying women's sports, girls' sports should be for women and girls. But I'm also super excited about the product. I think we have a world-class designer, and we want to put product into the world that is best in class, that just blows your mind. This brand is for everyone that believes in speaking truth and in freedom of speech. This is for everybody that believes in these fundamental American values. If you believe in that, this brand is for you. Put on some XXXY and join this movement of bravery.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.